You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Gulf Coast Chevy in Angleton, this is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Friday morning, live from Gulf Coast Windows.
Gulf Coast Windows.
Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
Gulf Coast Chevy GMC.
Nice try.
Yeah, no, it's Allied Siding and Windows, not Gulf Coast Windows.
Somebody tell Raheel.
I like Jim Fiumi's.
Somebody tell Raheel to get his ass out here now.
Dude, I don't know.
What happened to you? What is wrong with you? What happened
to you? I'm sick. Dude, I'm really sick.
I was sick last week, but didn't really lose my voice, though. And earlier this week, my voice never went. Now the coughing and stuff doesn't help.
I was supposed to go to the Rockets game last night. Supposed to go to it's going to be 70 degrees out. I was supposed to go play golf at a beautiful course today. I was supposed to go to Stillwater this weekend for West Virginia and Oklahoma State, and I get none of them.
Well, that makes me nervous for you. West Virginia versus Oklahoma State is –
yeah,
that's a lot of.
No, that's going to be a
lot of side action.
That's going to be a lot of Coors Light. Trust me.
Yeah.
Oh, the whole last night at the Rockets. You think that would have been a lot?
That's why you're sick. Oh, you didn't go.
I didn't go.
You didn't go.
I couldn't go. Man, and that was the game to be at too.
If you miss Rockets Warriors, if you miss Rockets Warriors, Prime Social, and Oklahoma State West Virginia back to back, then you might be dying.
I'm sick. I'm supposed to play at Prime today, too.
Yeah.
All those things.
Yeah.
All those things. And I'm out on all of them.
Because everyone's getting sick right now.
Because
it's
Wendy.
The same stuff.
Because Wendy.
She got you sick?
She got me sick.
My daughter got me sick or
well,
Mason.
She did. What, you caught her broken arm?
Nah, it was yes. That's her second broken arm in a year. Year and a half? I don't know. Year?
She broke her arm just doing cartwheels?
Yeah, that's the story.
How about
I got.
Give her some milk?
That's what I said. I said, this is her. She fell down at a swimming pool and broke her arm the first time. Then she breaks the other arm here. I'm like, we gotta do something. Start giving her,
she
like, start feeding her cheese And all she has is cheese and milk from now on. That's it.
That's it.
That's it. Nothing else.
Oh, my God.
Put her in some splints.
So, but me, you and I were both,
another couple thousand.
We both put numbers on the game yesterday. I put Warriors 3 or 4. You had 5.
I had Rockets minus 15, yeah.
No, you had Warriors minus 5.
I thought it was going to be Warriors 5. Now, I didn't realize that Steph, when you say Steph's not playing, that changes things a little bit.
Well,
but I still thought Golden State would have been favorite. Well, Steph's kind of a big deal.
Steph is a huge deal, but not that
That's
much.
A former MVP.
So, hey, and I've been, you know, you hear a lot of people talking about this thing. When you constantly call someone a B, you're a B, you're a B, hey, you're a B, you're a B, you have no respect for them. Mm-mm. No, because you would let, if you said it once, then you'd be like, that's enough.
But that was intentional. Like, it's meant to disrespect you as hard as possible.
It's meant to disrespect. And if you think that isn't lingering, if that isn't a cloud over this basketball team, you're wrong. Because there is tension in that locker room. And, you know, I do, but maybe KD will re-sign with them. I don't know. Probably one of them's got to go, though. And if I'm the Warriors, I know Draymond's been a backbone of this basketball team, but I'd much rather have Kevin Durant.
That's easy to say from a basketball standpoint. I don't think Kevin Durant really wants to be. I think Kevin Durant's always going to be a vagabond, and he likes to drift from place to place.
Well, I don't know. You don't know that.
I mean, he's a great scorer.
He's only been to two places. What if he wants to stay, but I ain't staying?
Here's what I would say. I saw what happened with the Warriors. Have good shooters and scorers. They have that right now, the same guys. They won a championship without Draymond. Draymond didn't make them win a championship. I mean, they won a championship without KD. KD didn't make them win a championship. They already were a championship team and caliber team before then. KD just made it really almost impossible to beat them. Draymond helped them win a championship because he gave them toughness that they lacked. Can you imagine a level of toughness with KD and Steph as your top two guys?
Yeah, but you get another tough guy. Here's the deal.
Ooh.
You get P.J. Tucker. I mean, honestly, you can find Draymond Greens. You can. Are you kidding me? Are you telling me you would rather have Draymond Green?
John, you weren't missing. You weren't a KD away from winning titles. You already did.
No, but you got the best player in the league. This is not even arguable, I don't think.
But KD doesn't want to be there. He's constantly talking about, I don't know where I'm going to go. He could have locked it.
Well, maybe he doesn't like that locker room.
He could have locked it. Okay, well then, beat it.
Well, or get rid of Draymond and I'll stay.
Beat it. Those guys have been, I don't know. I've never seen any issues with the Golden State Warriors until Kevin Durant got there. And Kevin Durant had issues with Russ, I get it, in Oklahoma City. I mean, he's got burner accounts. He's super sensitive. Let's not act like KD doesn't carry some serious baggage, too. Well, He's got some baggage, too.
Let's not act like KD doesn't win you.
He's a great player. You won championships without Kevin Durant.
Yeah,
I think you could
keep
winning
them. You won them with him, too. I mean, and if it wasn't for Kevin Durant, I don't think you'd have those last two.
But if it wasn't for Kevin Durant, you might not be having an issue with another one of your players who's never had issues with Steph and Clay. I mean, Steph and Clay.
He's had issues kicking everybody in the nuts. No. He's been getting kicked out of games. He's been a pain in the ass for years.
So is a lot of really good players. Kevin, he gives them toughness. He gives them what they need. He doesn't have problems with his own teammates,
does
he?
Lance, well, in my opinion, you can get toughness. You can get toughness. You can get guys that are tough. You can't get to Kevin. You can't get Kevin Durant's skill set.
Yes, you have those guys on the. You have great shooters on the bench. You're a championship team without Kevin Durant. You didn't need him.
You can't get 7 feet and the 3-point shooter.
He's been a pain in the ass, and this is why he will go again.
That's what most people would say about Draymond. He's been a pain in the ass.
To who? To other teams? He has not been a pain in the ass to his own team. When?
When he got suspended during the NBA Finals and couldn't play. That was a pain in the ass to his own team.
He is the same type of guy with that edge. And that's that same edge, I would argue, is what made them a championship team. Took them from finesse to legitimate championship.
Maybe you're going to give them all that credit. I'm going to say it was Steph and Clay and the way that they shot, the way that they played. I'm going to say it was Steve Kerr.
They shot it and all that stuff with Mark Jackson. When Draymond Green got there, things changed because he was willing to play the tough guy role. and he was willing to give that team toughness.
I agree. No, he gave them toughness.
P.J. Tucker did the same thing in Houston, and that made a big difference in Houston, too. Look how they changed.
Without the talented players, if Draymond Green was just on a team, Draymond Green would just be a guy.
I totally agree. It's the chemistry of the Warriors that has worked, and that's my whole point. They had the shooters. They had the scorers. They had the finesse. They got some toughness with Draymond. They've had Iguodala's another – has been a very important piece during this run. He's getting old, but he was also a critical piece. I don't think, of course you add Kevin Durant, you're going to be even better. There's no question about that. But if Kevin Durant doesn't want to be there, or if he doesn't want to, I don't know that Kevin Durant, he could have locked into a max deal for 4 years and just shut it down. He doesn't do that. And now I'm going to hear about, he wants to opt out so he can keep making
max deals. We'll get more.
Yeah, so
the longer you wait, he doesn't have to sign now a 4-year deal.
He's doing a 1-year deal. You're going to keep having these issues. Do you want to be here? Do we have to keep kissing your ass the whole time? Like, what do we got to do? Do you want to? Are you in or not?
Listen, that's what NBA superstar does. Keep kissing my ass.
Yeah. No, I know. Yeah. And at some point, you can win without kissing his ass. We've already seen it. So I don't know that one. Maybe it's having a lingering effect. I think Steph Curry not being there hurt them. But I think more importantly, the Houston Rockets got after that ass is what they did.
Yeah.
They were defending with 4.5 minutes in the quarter. In the second quarter, it was 35-25. Now, the offense wasn't great. James wasn't shooting threes well. But they were really defending against Golden State. And this team has really cranked it up defensively. Like, they are playing much better defense. They're not giving away transition baskets. And I don't know that they're back. It was very, very weird to see that game yesterday after watching a finals game where those two teams could get up and down the floor or could at least score. I mean, you saw the offensive explosiveness from both those teams last year. They were not – it was not an explosive offensive option. But it was weird watching that game go to – it went to junk time or garbage time – like midway through the fourth quarter, and we're seeing guys play who we haven't seen all year long. There are guys playing for Golden State. I'm like, I don't know who they were.
I know. That I was like, holy crap. Ooh, what is this team?
It really looked like a D-League game at the end. Some of the shots that were being taken.
Yeah. Jarepko plays, and he's done some nice things for him already this year. But Quinn Cook, and I mean, good Lord.
Yeah.
That's not the same. Steph's gone. I mean, when Steph's back, it's a different deal. But they need that. You know what? I think it's Steph that keeps that glue together. You see that Steph is traveling with them even though he's hurt, because they need him. They need him in that locker room.
I think he's a good teammate too. I mean, I think that's very underrated, is being a good teammate.
Yeah.
I think
he's the one that keeps the glue. He's the guy that. That Kevin Durant likes. They have similar skill sets, and they're superstars at the same level. And then he can and Steph can still talk to Draymond because they came in together. They did all those things together.
Yeah, I think it's all of them. I mean, I think Clay has his role. Draymond has – you look at them, and they're all different. Steph's the fun-loving this, that, and the – he's kind of the fun-loving I think Clay Thompson lives somewhere between Draymond and Steph. He does have some toughness defensively. He's not a soft guy. Draymond plays the bad guy role in the irritant, the Pat Beverly role, which I think is important for a lot of really good teams to have a guy that's an irritant. But because he gives toughness to a team that maybe is a little bit more of a finesse team, which is fine. It's really been a tremendous blend, and then they have the right coach here in Steve Kerr. What the Rockets had yet last year was also tremendous. Just tremendous chemistry on the court. I don't know off the court if it was perfect, but it seemed good. I mean, it seemed good, and I think it was good for the most part. But with the Rockets right now, you just want to make sure that some of the pieces are slightly different. You want to make sure that everything is still good between Harden and Paul, and I don't think that's an issue. But I'm just happy that the Rockets look like they're out of their funk that they were in for a while. Melo was only a Rocket for 10 games. That seems crazy to me. It seemed like it lasted longer.
It was 4-7, wasn't it? It was the exact same time that they fired Kevin McHale.
I think he played 10 games. Oh, yeah.
But they were 4-7, and they were 4-7, and they said, McHale, beat it.
Yeah.
Then they said, Carmelo, beat it.
Well, I think they were 4-6.
But he didn't play, but then they said
he didn't
play
on the 4-7 game.
Right.
I think
and
he
they
didn't
said
play that
beat
game.
It.
His last game was Oklahoma City
Somebody
game.
Somebody had to go.
Oklahoma
I thought
City
it was going to be D'Antoni, but it's
an abject disaster. Well, Daryl Morey, when we come back, we'll read what Daryl Morey's we'll read what his comments were. I don't know if
Mike D'Antoni had some comments about it last night too.
Yeah.
We could get that sound, but we've also got Major Applewhite sound. From
so we
last
got
night.
Yeah, we've got so there was a dust up on the sideline between Major Applewhite and Ed Oliver. We will tell you about that, and we'll have some sound as well, so you can find out what's going on there. I do want to tell you though that you know for your Houston Rockets, we've got a W in the bag for the Rockets over the Golden State Warriors. There's like a three-game run I want to tell you about. 1-0. The first one's done. Next up, tomorrow night, Rockets versus Sacramento Kings. That's going to be kids' night at Toyota Center, and it's presented by Ashley Furniture Home Store. And you can check that out tomorrow by heading out there and taking advantage and having a lot of fun with kids' night. For more information, go to Rockets.com. You can get all the details. But and that's going to be Saturday night once again against Kings. So if you're looking for something to do, I recommend that. And then Thursday, November, next up is going to be their matchup where they've got the big battle coming up against the Detroit. I call it a big battle against the Pistons. That's going to be next Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So if you're looking for something fun to do before the holiday jumps up on top of you, how about getting out to the Rockets Thanksgiving special? This is brought to you by Rocket, and it's going to give you two tickets, two hot dogs, two bottles of your choice of beer, soda, or water. And it's just going to be a fun night out. You get multiple tickets and go enjoy yourself before you head out to the Thanksgiving weekend and maybe time with family that could be a little stressful. So make sure that you visit Rockets.com. Not nearly as stressful watching those home games now, not with those W's rolling in. Go to Rockets.com to secure your tickets today.
Check it. Come experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Proud sponsors of the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Gulf Coast Chevy in Angleton. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I just thought our guys, right from the start, just were locked in defensively. They did a great job. And we made a few mistakes, obviously, but overall, the two rookies just... they play like they have. We have that's really nice. Both Isaiah and Gary just big buckets, big moments defensively. Gary was a bear, and then he knocks down threes too. So it's just a lot of good things, and I could go through each player because you don't beat these guys like this unless everybody plays well.
You know, they shot 40% from the field, 34% from three. It's not like they were outstanding.
No, the second half is where they really took off offensively.
I mean,
third quarter.
29 and 31 in the third and fourth.
Yeah.
And they held Golden State.
That's a miracle they got to 100 points, I mean, based on where they were at one point.
Yeah. And they held Golden State to under 25 every quarter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is good defense. Golden State's not the same team right
now. So this is the first time.
They're not the same team right now.
They're not the same team. You may have won so many championships or played in them. I mean, God, it's got to be hard to not think you can just flip a switch later. I mean, they did last year. They weren't as good as the Rockets, and then they won a championship last year. They can flip switches, and they have a lot of talent. So I just don't think Golden State's going to have it. I mean, yeah, there's some stuff there. Maybe it's Draymond and KD, or maybe there's some leftover stuff with team wondering if KD's committed. But I think more than anything, they just think, I just don't think there's a sense of urgency for them, probably. Yeah. They know that when it's all said and done, we can flip a switch. And sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. But I know this. I think that it's really – you know, for the Rockets, they really needed to get back to that point where they knew they were the team. You know what I mean? Like, they knew that they are one of the top two teams in the West. And I think the confidence level probably is back in that locker room to a degree. And certainly it helps when James Harden is healthy. But that was the first time since 2013 that Golden State starters, their starting five, didn't have a three in the game. The first time since 2013 that they didn't have a three-point make from their starting lineup. That's interesting.
That is interesting. Ben is here from Universe.
Yep.
He stopped by.
Yep.
Just to say hi.
Yep.
Anybody else can too. We're down in Angleton at Gulf Coast Chevy. And he delivers uniforms here and all over the area. So he wanted to stop by and see us.
All right.
And so anybody else can
see,
too.
He's got the white Yeezys on. You see him?
There's going to be, look at him.
He see that?
You deliver
see?
In that?
Hype Beast.
You deliver in those. That's good.
I don't know if he's delivering in his Hype Beast outfit. He's got the Adidas, you see?
Well, you don't know.
See, he's stripes.
He might.
He's stripes. He knows.
He's all stripes.
Our show is officially stripes, right, Del?
No.
Well.
Yeah.
No.
Well, no, we're officially stripes on the Check Show.
I'm woke. I'm Team Cap, Team Jamel. I'm woke.
I don't see any Nikes on your feet.
I'm not.
Those are like some kind of.
I came a break today.
Boat shoes.
So there's going to be a big Astro name here around noon that you want to come on by to Gulf Coast Chevy.
He's rangy. He's rangy defensively.
Yeah, he's rangy.
He can get into the, you know, he can head left, head right, scoop it and throw it. Big arm.
Well, why don't you just say who it is?
Why don't
is?
You just give I'm away just Maldonado's giving... name, Lance?
It's not Maldonado. He's not. He didn't look that
no,
rangy.
No, he can catch the ball, too.
Yeah. This guy's good at catching a baseball.
Yeah.
Although he doesn't have to catch curveballs, typically. So that's just another hint.
Yeah. So so there's that. Now, last night, coming off of halftime.
Ooh.
Holy crap. Was there
First
a
of all, good win for the Cougs against Tulane.
Yes.
In what was called the Laney Fritz Bowl.
Willie Fritz, her dad.
Yep.
Was the
she's, of course, sportscaster channel, too.
Yeah, so she's a Coug. She covers the Cougs.
Right.
But her dad's the Tulane coach.
Right.
And they just destroyed him, man.
Yeah.
Justin McMillan.
Derek King just put it on him in the first half, and it was a wrap.
Well, until he handed off and then couldn't walk anymore and then went down. And we'll see what happens, but that didn't look good. When you don't get touched and you go out, that's a bad thing. So – Derek King goes down. What's his name? Clayton Tune came in.
Yeah.
And he looks nice, but he doesn't have the same explosiveness. He doesn't have the same game that Derek King has. So hopefully Derek's going to be okay. But when that happens, when something like that happens, that's not a good thing. So on the sidelines, you got those big jackets that players wear over their shoulder pads, and guys who come off the field when it's cold, you see them in Green Bay.
Yeah, yeah.
Those giant coats.
It was in the four. I was out. I went and did a 5 mile walk last night, at literally during the game, and was watching. I was watching that and flipping between that and the Cougar game and the Rocket game
and the Packers.
I didn't care about
it. I checked in on
much.
That a few times.
I didn't care about it. I saw it some in the first quarter and early second half, and that was it. But so I went on my walk about 9-something, and it was interesting because I thought, I mean, it's chilly. It wasn't cold.
It's a little different in the stadium, though.
Yeah, I would imagine it's blocked off more.
No, it's open more.
Well, I mean, but there's
– Yeah. But
I'm walking on a street.
Yeah. I get that, but you got houses on both sides and stuff. I would think it's cool. It's cooler in a stadium, but
it might have been. It wasn't cold.
Yeah, no,
it wasn't.
It wasn't cold. That cold. And Major even said it's in the 50s. What are we doing?
Yeah, it was probably about 48 degrees. Actually, it was 49 degrees when I started walking.
So
yeah.
The trainers told the team, you can wear
this
these jackets.
This is a team rule.
A team rule. If you're a starter, you come off on the bench. You can wear these jackets. Guys who aren't playing don't wear the jackets.
It's been that way. It's the same thing last year. This is a team rule. The team rule is, and you know, you got guys who are not, you know, who are not even playing at all, just guys who are on the bench. They're usually not going to be Ed Oliver types. But let's say guys who aren't playing, and you don't want them having the jackets. That's kind of like us, right? Do you want the interns getting all the when an advertiser comes, say, hey, we brought food for you guys, and then the sales staff and interns go crush it, and we're like,
I don't mind that.
You don't?
No, it doesn't bother me.
It bothers me more than anything on the show. I care more about that than the show, if I'm being honest. I care about when the food comes in, and I'm like, let's just get through the show.
So,
because we so
now
that's the rule. That's a rule. That's a team rule. And Major has done that with other players, saying you can't wear this. Coffee's for closers.
Yeah, right. No coffee for you.
Coffee's for closers.
So, but did you see the way he did it though? He kind of pulled the jacket of Ed, and he went like this, and he said, "Okay, get it, take it off."
I thought it was a bad. I thought the optics weren't good for Major.
No,
it made him look petty. This is what happens, and it's interesting because I'm getting a ton of stuff on my Twitter timeline because I made a comment. Here's the deal. Major's got a rule, and he has to coach. I know for everyone else it's about, and a lot of people at Houston, it's about Ed Oliver and nothing else. You don't care about it because he's the biggest name to come out of U of H in a long, long time, right?
Yep.
He's the and that's great. But if you have a team rule, you can't change it for one guy. You lose all the respect in the locker room if you start saying, man, y'all let Ed do any old thing, and we all have different rules and stuff like that. If you're a coach, you have to have a level of consistency. Don't come spit at me that, yeah. Well, you treat – well, no, but what would Jimmy – somebody said, what would Jimmy Johnson have done? Jimmy Johnson wouldn't have recruited a 6-foot, 270-pound defense tackle, if we're being honest.
No, but Jimmy Johnson – okay, wait a minute. But that's different. Jimmy Johnson takes care of his star players, though.
Yeah, he did in Dallas. He was famous for saying there's different rules for whoever
Kerwin Richards got cut.
For falling asleep in a deal. But this is not a big deal. This is, hey, Ed, this is for these starters. He could have brought his own jacket and worn it if he wanted. I don't know. Maybe he could.
Yeah.
He had warm-ups on. I get that Ed was chilly or whatever, wanted to wear it. Major has a rule. He wants to enforce the rule, and he wants consistency. That's what it is.
Okay, so let's
hear from, I think there's maybe something more going on.
Let's hear from Major first about this, what the rule is, and what he was thinking when he told Ed Oliver to take this jacket off.
We just have a rule on the sideline that guys that are participating in the games, and specifically starters, you know, that they have jackets so they can stay cool. And I went and talked to him at first, and I think he was upset that I took it from him. And I wanted to go back and explain to him that, you know, I've asked other people tonight to take it off. And I just want you to understand that I'm not singling you out. I'm not trying to pick you out. I've asked other guys on the sideline to take it off. I'm trying to be fair. You know, I'm just going to visit with him about it. I love him. I want him to be a part of our team. I want him to be with our team. It's really nothing more than that. You'd be amazed how many emotional things you deal with all the time with players. So, you know, this is just one that you see. But we deal with things like this all the time as coaches. That's part of our job.
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
No, he didn't. There's a rule. Ed Oliver's got to obey
the
rules,
too. It's not about the rule. It's about don't physically take something off me. If you ask me to take it off, I'll take it off.
Well, he wasn't, though. That's the thing.
Didn't tell him to get off the sideline.
Other coaches were explaining it to Ed, and Major came over and grabbed the jacket and started shaking it and said something to him and then kept on walking. Ed Oliver now went berserk coming off the field on the sideline at halftime. Basically, he wasn't going after Major, but Manny was pissed and he's screaming, and guys had to hold him back.
Yeah.
Now,
he was kind of going after him, not like he was going to fight
him. There's a bigger discussion here that we'll have on the other side. There is a bigger discussion about Ed Oliver, not only about Ed Oliver, though, about today's athlete and what he's doing to himself. There's a bigger story here. We will get to on the other side. But right now...
There's a lot more to get into because ESPN showed footage of Ed running routes and making these one-hand catches, two-hand catch, jumping up. And like Scott Van Pelt goes, so he's sitting out because of the knee.
Right.
And they're showing him doing all this stuff. Well, I think he's just...
On the other side, we got a lot to talk about on this. Give me the VIN.com. Is John Clay Wolf. John Clay Wolf is ready for you to go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and get what is your car worth right now? See, you can go to the dealership and he'll tell you one thing. You go to CarMax, they'll tell you something else. Go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and they'll tell you what will be the most that you'll get for your car. Because if not, John Clay Wolf says, if I can't beat CarMax, I am going to send you $100. Just $100. So why would you not go to GiveMeTheVIN.com? If you're looking to sell that vehicle, you want to know a price for your vehicle, why wouldn't you take the most for it? You can still do the deal through your dealership, and John Clay Wolf will do all the paperwork there, so all the taxes and everything else, it comes out smooth. All you have to do is go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
listening to ESPN 97.5. Look, if you bought prime, look, if you bought white, look, if you bought prime, look, if you bought white, look, if you bought white, look, if you bought white, look. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Gulf Coast Chevy in Angleton. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. All right, so the Ed Oliver issue. We're live at Gulf Coast Chevy, by the way, down in Angleton. Come on by. We've already had a few people stop on by to say hello. Going to be an Astro here signing autographs at noon today. So if you want, if you're in the neighborhood, even not in the neighborhood, come on down. This is an opportunity to get a big name, big name Astro autograph. So come on down here to Gulf Coast Chevy. So the Ed Oliver thing is this. We've heard from people. Ed Oliver is not a problem. He is a good kid by all accounts.
Yeah,
I'm not doubting that.
Yeah,
I've heard behind the scenes though that Ed Oliver has a measure of discontent, and he's voicing that discontent in the organization. He's jumping around, making catches, doing all these things before the game, and he's not playing now. If he doesn't play, he doesn't play. Oh, well, if he feels like I've done all I need to do for the NFL, this is a business decision, I don't give a rat's ass.
Well, he got chop blocked. There was a concern about the knee. It's lingered into like four games now. It's obvious. I asked Major 2 weeks ago, is Ed shutting it down? And he kind of sidestepped the question. Ed's effectively shutting it down. He's basically saying,
I can't buy
the knee. You know, if the knee is lingering at all, or if he's concerned about it at all, and they're not playing for conference championship, it is what it is. I mean, I don't love it. I'd love it if Ed was still playing and competing hard.
Well, one of the reasons he's not playing for a conference championship is because he's not on the field. Well, and they're defensively, they've been
terrible. I would agree with that. If Ed could play and he's not, and there's no structural damage, and he's not going to exacerbate any issues. Now this has only been going for six decades where you wanted guys to play. Like, that's expected of you. If you're in the NFL, for example, that's expected of you. We've come into a new territory now where the goalposts are moving on discussions, where it went from, all right, this guy is not, I'm not, you know, Christian McCaffrey and who had had some injuries that year, and Leonard Fournette, who had had injuries that year, bad ankle issues, they weren't playing in bowl games. And the thought was, okay, they're not playing in bowl games because they've been nicked up. Their running backs at a low shelf life position anyway. They have recurring injuries that they haven't been able to get through because
they
of the
had
workload.
Decent backups.
Because of the workload. Yeah, and they had Bryce Love and Darius Geis. Yeah. So their thought, okay, we're not playing a bowl game. It was a story.
If you can criticize those kids, that's on you, because they're making a decision for their future.
It hadn't been done previously, but as soon as it happened, you realize, especially after the Jalen Smith injury in that bowl game, you realized we're going to start seeing a lot more of this. Now, they did it en masse, and there are guys who shouldn't have done it at Texas, but I don't think they like Tom Herman, to be honest with you, and I think that was one of the reasons. But there were some guys that probably could have used some pretty good tape against Missouri, and I don't think everyone should just sit out bowl games and sit out the Senior Bowl. There is a competitive thing here too, where you want to put it on tape and compete well in big games against good teams. Those circumstances I understood for those running backs. It made sense. Just massive amounts of guys not doing, and now you're going to have Ed Oliver. It makes some sense with the knee and all that stuff. And if you got down to playing in the last game or not, and if he really was still nursing a knee injury, you would say, man, you can't do it. If his knee's okay, then and the team's losing because they're not good defensively, and let's say he's been able to play the last two weeks. If he had, I don't know that to be a fact. I'm just saying, I would see where it would irritate the coach and would irritate some of the people on the team potentially if that were going on. And I'm going to do this hypothetically because are we going to get into a point now? And I think we will. Where you're going to have guys say, well, if my team's not going to win and I'm five games in, I'm just going to shut it down because I want to protect my draft stock. Let's say that's happening. I'm not saying that because Ed clearly got chop blocked, clearly. I don't know where he stands right now injury-wise. He was supposed to play a couple weeks ago. He was a late scratch. Last week he just didn't play, and then this week he just doesn't play. So it's starting to you're starting to realize writing's on the wall. He's just shut it down. Are we going to start seeing other players? Nick Bosa had a core. Somebody compared it to Nick Bosa shutting it down. Nick had a core. Like, I still want to get the medicals on. I want to hear what's – he had a core muscle thing, which could be a real concern for him draft-wise.
See, here's
– are guys going to start shutting down their junior years now? Well, are we just going to shut it down and not play junior year too?
Well, if I don't have anything left to do
– compete listen, and play ball because you love ball.
Well, but
I
also –
walk around in plastic bubbles and bubble wrap all the time?
No, but I saw Jalen Smith. I saw Willis McGahee. Yeah. I've seen guys get, seriously injured.
It's rare. It's extremely rare.
But it still happens. And Jadeveon Clowney was going to sit out his whole junior year because,
it was talked about. He basically sat out his junior year the way he played.
The way he played, yeah. He just said,
didn't practice.
You know what?
He didn't do all that stuff. And you know what? It caused a rift.
Yeah,
there was some
and he was the number one pick overall.
Yeah.
Right,
so. No, I know, but it's not great for the team. And what I'm saying is everyone now, this generation is only about the person, the player, the player, the player, the player. At some point, it matters to Draymond Green about the team. At some point, it matters to the Pittsburgh Steelers about the team. At some point, it's going to matter to teammates who say, I get that you have to look out for you, but, dude, well, this is still a team sport.
Yeah, I get that.
How do you balance it?
I get that. But when you're playing at the highest level, I don't think this is an issue, especially since there's paychecks involved. Listen, you want me to do all this for free? Okay, stop. But – you want me to do that? I'm going to be a great team guy at the pro level. Just because I'm not doing it at the college level and I don't feel like I should play because I'm making a business decision for the rest of my life to get myself set, to get my family set for the rest of my life, you can't hold that against me. What I think is going to be worse for him, if you want to know the truth.
Well, Le'Veon made a business decision, too, and there was money involved. It happens on the pro level, too.
It's
happening. We'd never seen this before. A guy sat out a whole season. We're in some uncharted territories. We're still seeing things happen over the last 3 years. Major sitting out bowl games in mass. Like, some major changes are taking place possibly.
That's right. And you know what? You got to deal with changes. This is a different athlete.
Me. No, I agree.
But. What I think hurts him, if you want to know the truth, the look of him trying to attack Major Applewhite on the sideline. And behind the scenes, what I have heard from people in the know at the University of Houston.
Not
Major Applewhite, is that he's pretty boisterous. He's shouting crap in the locker room about the University of Houston, about where he should have gone, about this and that. And he's absolutely not. Now, I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that he has been rather boisterous about, and I don't know what he's angry about at the University of Houston, but he does have an anger level. He does have some issues with what, and I don't know why, because he's been a great player for him. I don't know that what else they could have possibly done for Ed Oliver. I have no idea behind the scenes. Maybe he didn't like his choice that he didn't go and play in a major college football setting. Not the university. Listen, sorry, University of Houston. It's a Group 5 school. It's different playing in front of 100,000. Did you see that crowd last night? Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. This is I think that maybe he might regret a little bit, and he's voicing that opinion. I think that would play a little bit more with me if I'm a GM than him sitting, to tell you the truth. Guys are sitting now. You know what? They're making business decisions, and I really can't hold it against them. That's your money people are talking about. Stop pocket watching. This is my future, my life. I want to get rich off of this. I'm going to do that. That doesn't mean I'm not going to be a team guy when I'm in the pros.
I just think that's such a cop-out, say, oh, well, it's my money. You're still making money when you play. You got a better chance to make money when you play. These catastrophic injuries,
How much higher a pick would he be if he played right now?
I don't know. He can use some. Let me ask you a question.
How much did Jadeveon lose?
I'm just gonna put it out there. How good is that, Oliver? Here's what I hear. He's the best player in football. He's the greatest college player. That's a bunch of crap. Ed Oliver is not the best player in college football right now. No. The tape doesn't show he's the best player. He gets blasted off the ball. The guy weighs in the 270s. We got to stop this fake ass stuff that's going on with this.
Maybe
let's
he doesn't
just be
want to
real
get,
about
maybe,
it.
Maybe
he's too gassed up. Here's the problem: Houston shouldn't be playing, but knows that's dumb. Let's stop putting him at zero technique where he can be double-teamed by – he's 276 pounds. Stop letting him get double-teamed by monsters on – it's just – that does – that A makes no sense. He's a three technique. Bump him outside. Let him play in space. Number two, he's 6 foot. He's not going to – he's probably not going to measure 6'1 from what I've been told. He's going to measure just under 6'1, and he's going to measure – he might be able to get up to 290, but he's going to have to gain weight and get bigger. He's going to be small. When you look at Nick Bosa, Quinnen Williams, Raekwon Davis, Clelin Ferrell, the other pass rushers slash defensive linemen, they have bigger size. They have bigger traits.
I don't disagree with you. Yeah. I don't disagree. But listen, they're talking about the Ed Oliver number one pick. He's a top 10 pick.
I think he needs to get bigger, but yeah.
15 pick.
Yeah, 100%.
But how much, if he was playing right now?
I mean, you're probably right, but where is his production? Sack production.
Well, it was until this year.
No, he had five. He'd never had more than 5.5 sacks.
Well, but tackles for loss. He does a lot.
I get it, but I mean, that's the one thing that's bothered me a little bit is where are all the sacks? If you were, because he is a phenomenal athlete.
But you don't get sacks from that position.
Yeah, there's plenty of guys who do.
Who, Aaron Donald?
There's lots of defensive tackles. Jerry Tillery's got 7 this year from Notre Dame. He had 5.5 last year. He's a defensive tackle that plays fewer snaps than Ed. I mean,
what type of defense does it does Notre Dame run? Because I know from experience watching you, Mark D'Onofrio, he's a two gapper. He wants for whatever reason he put Ed Oliver at nose, but those guys generally in his defense are two gappers holding up blocks. Now he might have adjusted things because of Ed Oliver's talent level, but his defensive tackles historically never were pass rushers. He didn't ask them to do that.
Ed is not a two gap. Now Jerry Tiller. Well, you're talking about Houston or Notre Dame.
I'm talking about the defense. What is he being asked to do consistently?
No, he's a gapper. They play him there because they believe he's quicker than the interior blockers. But the problem is, I agree, he's way quicker. That's why he should be at a three technique where you put a guard on an island and make him have trouble. I just think putting him at nose, where he's got a center and a guard that can contend with him, I think it makes it easier to block Ed Oliver.
I think coming into this year,
he had 10.5 sacks.
He had 10.5 sacks, but he had 38.5 tackles for loss, which was like a record in your first 2 years. He has been like phenomenal.
He's a disruptive player in space on the move. When it's downhill at him, he really struggles. He just can't hold up to physical mass and sheer power. When you try to run sideways on him, you got real problems because no one can reach block him. No one can get across his face. Ed Oliver is a menace if you start trying to run. Mm-hmm. Now, if you come right downhill at him, he's got some issues. He's not Aaron Donald. He doesn't have the leverage and the power, the pure power that Aaron Donald has. Aaron Donald's a freak daddy. Everyone's going to call him Aaron Donald.
Well,
but Ed's different. You know who I think Ed could be? Levon Kirkland. Remember him? Huh. I think Ed could be a big linebacker. I struggle with where NFL teams go, no, he's a three technique. You play him there. But, man, Ed in space is just – I'm telling you, he's going to run into 4.6s.
I wouldn't mind. Soon.
I think he's going to run into 4.6s.
Covington only better?
Well, Covington's bigger than Ed. I mean, he's way better than Covington.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's a three technique.
Yeah, I just think
how much would you like to have Ed Oliver at your three technique?
So, you know, I'd love to. I'm waiting for Houston to put him there. Mm. I've been waiting for, and Todd Orlando didn't either. By the way, this isn't just D'Onofrio. This is, Houston's been playing him here, and I had heard that they were going to bump him outside and play him outside more, but it hasn't materialized, and I think it hurts, honestly, I think it hurts kids' production. You know who he reminds me of? But he's a better athlete is Tommy Harris comes to mind a little bit.
Yeah.
Remember Chicago Bears?
Yeah.
Tommy was a one gapper. He's undersized by 290. Yeah. But, man, he was a menace in there. I think that's who
he had some good
Ed Oliver is going to be, too. Now, he's a mid-round pick.
Right. But Ed Oliver won't be. Time to talk a little about, speaking of a high pick, it's Jeff Aaronoff. He is spectacular, Jeff Aaronoff, at what he does. And what he does, look at all the tile and marble in this place. Like, Jeff Aaronoff would, like, really love to be here, maybe roll around on this tile here and just have, I don't know. I think he'd be very excited about all this, if you want to know the truth, here at Gulf Coast Chevy. I don't know if Jeff Aaronoff had anything to do with this tile, but I'm sure he would enjoy himself on it. What I'm saying is this. If you're looking for tile or marble or granite, anything rock hard, it's Jeff Aronoff. That's who you're looking to. Jeff Aronoff will come to your home, and he will put in all that rock hard stuff. He'll put in those counters, those vanities, that patio. He's good at patios, too. He's good at outdoor kitchens. Did ours. Loving Jeff Aronoff. You will love Jeff Aronoff, too. Jeff Aronoff will love the tile and granite in your house. He'll fix it, too. He's a fixer. 713-880-2822.
713-880-2822. You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Circling the block. Little buddy got murdered on the flat. Two times, you know.
This is a renterswarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Gulf Coast Chevy in Angleton. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Ask John Granato to recite some lines from The Godfather. Dibs on John's beer fridge. If John dies, is he having a garage sale? I bet he has a nice grill. Why does Granato have a sore throat?
Why does Granato have a sore throat? He's sick.
I was sticking it in my mouth, but I was doing it wrong.
That's not why.
Whoa. You're a little out of line there, Dell. You're
a little
disrespectfully.
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
Yeah.
So what about our word of the day? Our word of the day. How about we make it
winter coats?
What?
Winter coats.
No.
Ed Oliver.
Whoa.
Winter coat is pretty good.
Winter coat is good. Okay.
Yeah.
So winter coat is our word of the day. December 3rd, you're going to be eligible for our December 3rd drawing if you are the 20th caller. And we will tell you. And you have to say winter coat. The 20th caller will be entered into our drawing on December 3rd for a staycation at the Houstonian. Breakfast in bed on Saturday morning. Dinner at the Tribute. The lights tour by Mr. McKinney. They have a bus that goes around the city and looks at all the lights. It's supposed to be spectacular. You'll do that as well. If you've never been, and this is in December, you're going to be staying at the Houstonian for a weekend. If you've never done this before, you've never done a staycation at the Houstonian, you want to do this. This is something that you want to do. So we'll tell you when, a little bit later in the show, when you will be calling 713-780-3776, and you will be trying to win that spot for the staycation drawing. And you'll also win a $25 gift card to Uberita.
Nice.
So we got that.
Here's a couple other. Is Granato's voice softer than KD? That's a fair question.
My voice is right now softer than KD, if you want to know the truth.
Tony, a.k.a. Concept Mayhem. This is so good. Only certain people get this. He said, you guys are totally under-promoting the fact that Lance is co-hosting the show with the DOC this morning. He was a rapper who had a bad wreck, messed up his voice. He went from being really, really good to like you sound like you, like if you were a rapper.
Hmm.
So it's kind of sad. He was like the Gale Sayers of rappers, just to put it in, so you
really
so you understand that.
Short
yeah, lifespan. had a huge like wow, what an incredible flat, and then his
short
career
lifespan.
Was cut short. Yeah. Yeah, career was cut short.
Okay.
Let's see if there's anything else for you here, John. You know, I get kind of passionate about these arguments about players that people really haven't studied because I got to sit and do it. And you know, I see the McShays and the Kuipers and all these guys. Every year it's the same thing. Their lists come out. Everyone reads the list. And immediately, if you have an opinion that's contrary to something that's on their list, they – you know, they assume that those are the gospel when clearly those guys have not put the time in on some of the players that they're talking about, because they would, because every year people argue with me about a player, and then all of a sudden that guy's grade changes, or the public media narrative changes on him once more people, you know, once more opinions from teams come in. I'm just telling you now, Ed Oliver's here's his strengths and weaknesses. His strengths are he is an elite athlete. Rare athletic qualities for his position. Able to be incredibly disruptive when he gets up the field and into a gap. He, with his size, he has issues withstanding pressure on his edge. So when people either down block him, you know, where one guy base blocks him, the other guy comes down on his edge, he's just not big enough. He doesn't have the mass to withstand it. I wouldn't expect him to. Now, Aaron Donald was kind of a rare dude that he had ridiculous lower body power and strength and leverage where he could get up under blocks. But even him, he gets engulfed by size sometimes. Ed, if you try to flow outside on him, there is not a blocker who's going to be able to get that block. Not an offensive lineman. You have to block him differently because he is so quick. As a rusher, he needs more skill. He relies on athletic ability more than pass rush skill. That's not unusual. That's something that can be coached. You know, what I want to know, the things that bother with Ed Oliver or any prospect, things that they have limitations. Not if you have the ability to do something and it just takes some coaching and experience, then I don't, you know, that's the ability to do stuff. Ed Oliver has the ability to do lots of stuff. The things that are going to worry me are pure size for his position. That worries me a little bit. He's not a long-arm guy. He is a short guy. He doesn't weigh much. That is a concern for the position he plays. Ability to withstand power, ability to work around longer offensive linemen who can get their hands on him quicker. These are real concerns when NFL teams start looking into him. I mean, these are real physical concerns that he has no ability to change this. These are physical shortcomings that he is going to have to work around. So he has to prove he can work around it. And honestly, where Houston plays him doesn't do him any favors, because it makes it really hard to get sacks when you're constantly up against a guard and center. You're constantly up against double teams. So, you know, I'll mention his production. I'd like to see him because he's such a great athlete with more sacks. But the fact is, I don't think they do him any favors. I really don't. I don't understand. And there's lots of scouts who think the same thing. Why are you taking an athlete like this and put him on a nose? It doesn't make a lot of sense when he's that small. I get the quickness thing. You want to do it on, you know, I don't know. That's for Major and his defense coordinators to figure out. Todd Orlando, I think, is a good defense coordinator. He did the same thing with Ed, mm-hmm. but had better results. Ed, this has been his least productive season when he was playing. But, you know, he's going to have a lot of attention on him.
Yeah.
A lot.
All right. 713-780-3776. The number to hang with us here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776.
Let me tell you about Bill Advisor. The best when it comes to lowering the bills into something that is really reasonable for you. And I talk a lot about satellite and cable and all that, what they do for you. I'm going to really start to hone in on this homeowner's insurance. Another guy, this was Doug, he ended up saving $500 on his homeowner's insurance. Is that something that's okay? I mean, is that okay if you save $500 on your homeowner's insurance and get the same coverage or more coverage with your homeowner's insurance? And if so, how about having them shop for car insurance for you as well? A lot of times your car insurance savings aren't going to be as much as your homeowner's insurance savings, but you can, you know, add on with homeowners and car, and before you know it, there you are saving even more money with Bill Advisor. The homeowner's insurance business is really behind the times when it comes to competitive pricing, and that's why Bill Advisor has found a way to save you tons of money while still giving you the coverage that you deserve and the coverage that you need here in the city of Houston. They've made it so easy for you to go find out what the rates will be for you. All you have to do is text MONEY to 232323. That's MONEY to 232323. And they will text you right back, ask you for your address. You give it to them, and within seconds, you'll have a quote. And you can find out if they can save you money. And really, it's not if, how much they can save you with your homeowner's insurance. Go to the website, BillAdvisor.com, or text MONEY to 232323.
Rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.